أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. It's difficult to follow what Sheikh Segalishvar spoke about. It's really difficult to follow it, but I'm going to do my best to give this everything that I have. Ladies and gentlemen, salamu alaykum. I know you're tired sitting here, but just for 10 more minutes, give me your ear. And then inshallah, you can disappear after dinner inshallah. The first thing I'd like to say to you today is to dream big. Allah swears by the tree of the olive and the tree of the fig that He created you the best, head to toe, and then rendered you the lowest of the low. It may seem that the oppressed were made pathetic from birth, but actually the oppressed were born to inherit the earth. Recognize this and you'll be on the deen, but fail to do so, you'll be asfala safileen. So you better dream a bigger dream. How strange! Millions of Muslims in the East and West striving in this dunya to be the best studying hard to pass their tests so that they can serve the systems that Allah detests. They are testimony, it seems. If you don't work hard to create your dreams, someone will hire you to help build theirs. The collective dream, brothers and sisters, of all of us is a better world. It is our life's mission. We're wishing to make it happen. Our ambition is to bring the caliphate of the Mahdi into fruition. Believe it, we can make it a reality, that dream. Yet, while Imam Khomeini said, "Ma mi tonim," there's those who tell us, we can't. The economy. The enemy has a vast military. In their hands is the economy. They control the media dichotomy. And to hear these things, our people are hardly ready. In the West, they're not ready. In the East, they're not ready. Back home, they're not ready. I'm sorry, that sounds like a personal problem to me. Sounds like the one who truly is not ready is you. Because the caravan of love has left already. They've already brought to life Shahid Soleimani, telling people they're not ready to hear the truth. You think the uprising of Imam Mahdi is gonna wait for you? Why? Dear brothers and sisters, it's happening already. The leader tells us to think that we cannot resist is a grave mistake. Let's face it, to avoid confronting the enemy may seem like a piece of cake, but it's the future generations that are at stake. If we convince ourselves not to stand and fight, if we convince ourselves that we have no might, if we convince ourselves to stay out of sight, if we fill ourselves and others with fright, saying, "Look at the enemy, so full of prowess and might," well, to those who think in this way, we say, the one who says it can't be done should not interrupt the one who's doing it. The one who thinks the revolution has not yet begun should not step on the toes of those who are brewing it. The one who has not yet believed that the Shah is gone should readjust the way he's viewing it. The one who does not see that America is done should take a look at his optician subscription and think about renewing it. The one who does not see that the Zionists have spun all that they could have spun, tried every way of strewing it, and yet, despite the intricate web they spun, the schemes they tried to execute, Sayyid Nasrallah has declared, "Wallahi, hiya ahwanu min bayti ankabut." Let's stop telling ourselves that we can't. Let's live by what Imam Khomeini taught us, that we can. Let's see the world the way the revolutionaries see, the way of Shahid Qasim Soleimani. Instead of saying that the dushman is qawi and complaining about their strategy, let's realize the reality that we can bring the enemy to its knees, you and me. They say, "Nah, impossible, we can't." Imam Khamenei says, there are those who, wearing the clothes of intellectuality, convince people that resistance is among the impracticalities. Again, we can bring the enemies to its knees. They say, "Nah, impossible, It takes centuries. Please, did you not see the rallies held in over 100 countries? People globally expressing love for Shahid Soleimani? Please, you can continue to wait centuries, but the Qiyam will not. The world is moving forward. Today, more than ever, the revolution's hot. By Allah, the future is near and it is looking bright. Today is the day that revolutions happen overnight. As known tyrants rule with all their spite, as the poor suffer no end to their plight, the people everywhere demanding their rights, blink, and you'll see the streets alight. As long as you're willing to fight the good fight, there's others too who will join, whether they're in or out of sight. If you win, you win. If you lose, you still win. Didn't we learn this from Commander Qasim? Didn't we learn this from a Qasim before him? That life ain't about pleasure, leisure, and money, but that death on the path of Hussein is sweeter than honey. Wherever you are in the world, there's only one solution, and that is to rise up for revolution. Strive against the tyrant's wrath and come alive upon this path. The darkness will fade away in the light of a brand new day. Believe and perceive the victory in our hands, and it will be so. See what the leader sees, what the Holy Prophet promised you and me. A world without the dominance of pain and misery, without the prevalence of disease, a world without poverty, a world where our mothers and our sisters are free and enjoy safety. They promised us democracy, but it turned out to be a novelty, and their notions of morality superficiality. The reality is that the wilaya of Allah is the way it was always meant to be, and today that guardianship is nothing other than wilayatul faqih. Fools of today refer to it as a theory. Nay, such words are blasphemy according to the greats like Shahid Baqir and Mutahari. Wilayatul faqih is the dream of prophets, the fulfillment of their legacy. Their legacy on earth today, recognize and perceive it in all its glory. Just as before, Allah told Musa to go and bring his people out of the darkness into the light and to remind them of the days of Allah which occurred right before their sight. Today, the leader of the revolution is testifying that we are seeing the days of Allah, days during which one can see the hand of divine power. You saw it yourself. The name of General Qasim Soleimani globally bloomed and then it flowered. Yes, this was the divine hand of power. Now, this is not the time to cower. And you witnessed how the Revolutionary Guard sent a shower of bombs on the imperialistic America, so-called superpowers. Yes, this is the hour that you see the hand of divine power. And if you don't realize that these are miracles happening right before our very eyes, you will be left behind. The leader says on kesani ke dast qudrat khodara nemitavanand dar in havadis bibinand va tahlil hay maddi dar in masail mikonand aghab mimonand. You will be left behind. You will become irrelevant to the cause. The caravan of love has left, the ship has sailed and left the shores, and Allah today to me and to you has opened up the doors. If you are in the camp of the oppressed, then these days are yours. Victory today doesn't belong to Zion or America or those who start wars. That time is over. No, victory today belongs to the Revolutionary Guard cause. So, if you're oppressed, then rise up wherever you are. Tell the enemies they have no power anymore. Rise up today. Rise up today. Rise up today. The leader of the Islamic Revolution teaches you and me there are five wisdoms behind why resistance is key. Number one, resistance is natural and makes sense. Why, when faced with oppression, not to be sitting on the fence, but to rise up to one's own defense? When the enemy is bullying, does it make sense to be dilly-dallying? No, we must resist to exist. Number two, if against the enemy we resist, the enemy will retreat and it will desist. On the other hand, if we step back, we will be devoured. Believe it or not, while they might seem empowered, the enemy is a coward. Number three, the price we pay for resisting is steep, but the price of surrender is all the more deep. Like sheep, they tell us not to resist. It's better to sleep. They say to live today, fight tomorrow. Brother, 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 brother. If we don't fight today, we won't have tomorrow. How many battles have we lost because of our surrender? Yesterday, we didn't fight the LGBT agenda. Today, Our youths are in the blender. Yesterday, we didn't define our red lines. Today, freedom is whatever the enemy defines. Yesterday, so-called scholars would never have collaborated with Zionist dogs. And today, they do it in the name of interfaith dialogue. Yesterday, if only we had realized, the price we pay for resisting is steep. But the price of surrender is all the more deep. Number four, the divine promises of Allah and the divine hand. We must recognize that these are not just mirages in the sand. The Quran says, and we wish to be gracious to those who were being oppressed in the land. And we must understand that if we help the cause of Allah, then He will help us to stand. This is the reality and this is the theme. Allah has set the scene. It is the oppressed who will be made on the earth among the Warithin. Number five, the fifth reason for why resistance is key is that yes, we can. It is a possibility. Yes, we can. Were never Obama's words. It was plagiary. These are in fact the words of our magnanimous Imam Khomeini, who declared at a time where no one believed that it could be, Ma mitunim. And today, Imam Khamenei continues that legacy. The second phase of the revolution has begun. It makes even the enemies swoon. And I don't have to tell you that Imam Mahdi will be here soon. The apocalyptic world around us is screaming out, become as-sabiqoon, as-sabiqoon. And when you switch on your television, on your phone night and day, waiting for an update on the news, seeing the MSM abuse its latest victim. Ooh, what has he done? Or what's happening with Tom Cruise? Watching the media misuse information just to get more views, taking not so surreptitious interviews just to diffuse the situation and refuse to cover what really matters most. Brothers and sisters, we are the revolutionaries. We are the news. But they will continue to try and confuse the masses, make them overlook our victories, make them think that we lose, attacking us and ignoring us to try and cause the masses to choose not to walk in revolutionary shoes, not to wake up but continue to snooze. They tell us, be afraid or we'll make an example of you. Don't you dare speak about LGBT issues or speak about how the media is owned by Zionist Jews. Brothers and sisters, the enemy has already made their moves. If you snooze, you lose, and therefore you must choose either give in to surrender. First, they frightened us with ISIS, now it's mass hysteria with coronavirus. The truth just might be this. Everyone's infected with propaganda-itis, and we must fight this. Resistance is key. Yes, it's a difficult journey, and it's all uphill. And yes, it hurts every time the enemies aim to kill. And sometimes your own comrades will think ill. But now's not the time for us to sit still. The enemy seeks to bring us to nil. That's why Imam Khamenei tells us that when it comes to the soft war, fire at will. The ship of salvation has left the shore. If anything, shahada awaits you. Could you ask for anything more? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Thank you all for being here and for giving us ear. But please don't think that this is just poetry or art. No, this is all coming from the heart. There is a great destiny that awaits us if we choose to be a part of it. They thought that murdering Shahid Soleimani would be the end. But we today stand and declare that we are the start of it. And thus, with these final words from you, do I depart and ask you all to send a loud and boisterous salawat.